Art, did the Mariners get better with the trade of pitcher Michael Pineda for catcher Jesus Montero?
Marginally, but you know what? Fans don't care about marginal. Fans care about substantive, and unfortunately, when you engage in a trade of this magnitude, even though it's fascinating, it's intriguing, Montero's a really attractive hitter, it isn't enough. It just isn't enough, because they had to give up their best young pitcher. Michael Pineda was an all-star last year. He was also an attractive personality, a fun guy to get behind if you're a fan. And now he's going to pitch for the Yankees. And everyone is assuming that he's going to win 20 games a year for the next 20 years. So, and the problem with Montero is that there's enough questions about his ability to play catcher that people are skeptical that he is going to be anything more than a designated hitter. Which isn't bad, but that means that if you've only gotten a designated hitter out of this deal, you have to go out and spend club treasure on getting a better solution at catcher rather than Miguel Olivo, who's coming back and who probably was the worst defensive catcher in the American League last year. They hired a guy named John Jaso from Tampa who will be a platoon guy, which is okay. So there's a lot of consternation in the Mariner fan base about this trade. It's not necessarily terrible, but it isn't signing a free agent where you only give up money.
Well, the other thing that's hanging out there is the continued hunt for Prince Fielder.
Right, and Prince Fielder is still a free agent. Supposedly the Yankees and the Cubs and some of the big players, such as the Angels, have decided not to be part of the pursuit of Fielder. He's a very valuable slugger at age 27. His agent, Scott Boras, wants a 10-year contract of more than $200 million. The Mariners can afford it if they want to, but they don't want to pay that kind of money for a first baseman who would probably bump one of their few hitters they like who has a future, who is Justin Smoke. The one thing that may happen is the market could fall back to the Mariners. In other words, no other serious bidder emerges for Fielder, and the Mariners say, well, we'll sign him for 8 years at $150, which in baseball terms would be a bargain for someone of Fielder's talent. They could get lucky, but, you know, getting lucky is not a way to build a baseball team.
And they're not making the aggressive steps like others in the American League West, the Angels and the Rangers.
Right. That's the thing that's really taking them back, is that both the Rangers and the Angels have signed new television agreements that produce a whole lot of revenue, and they've spent it. The Angels 2 years ago had a payroll of $62 million. Last year was $90 million. This year is $120 million, and it includes Albert Pujols, the best hitter on the market that they took away from the St. Louis Cardinals. They also brought in a very good pitcher in C.J. Wilson away from the Rangers. The Rangers went out and signed the best Japanese pitcher, a guy named Yu Darvish, this week, and Darvish came at a high price, too. So the upshot is the Angels and the Rangers have gotten much better, and the Mariners more or less have stood still, and that's a great source of aggravation to the Mariner fan base.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.